62. O my well-beloved daughter of the kingdom, the letter thou hast written to Dr. Esselmont was forwarded by him to the land of desire, the Holy Land. I read it all through with the greatest attention. On the one hand, I was deeply touched, for thou hast sheared off those fair tresses of thine with the shears of detachment from this world and of self-sacrifice in the path of the kingdom of God. And on the other, I was greatly pleased, for that dearly beloved daughter hath evinced so great a spirit of self-sacrifice as to offer up so precious a part of her body in the pathway of the cause of God. Hast thou sought my opinion, I would in no wise have consented that thou shouldst shear off even a single thread of thy comely and wavy locks. Nay, I myself would have contributed in thy name for the Mashroor Lascar. This deed of thine is, however, an eloquent testimony to thy noble spirit of self-sacrifice. Thou hast verily sacrificed thy life, and great will be the spiritual results thou shalt obtain. Rest thou confident that day by day thou shalt progress and wax greater in firmness and in constancy. The bounties of Baha'u'llah shall compass thee about, and the joyful tidings from on high shall time and again be imparted unto thee. And though it be thine hair that thou hast sacrificed, yet thou shalt be filled with the Spirit. And though it be this perishable member of thy body which thou hast laid down in the path of God, yet thou shalt find the divine gift, shalt behold the celestial beauty, obtain imperishable glory, and attain unto everlasting life.